It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome to Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery. And the Lady Indians will be taking on the Adams Central Starfires in just a few minutes, about 10 minutes till the Star Spangled Banner. The Lady Indians come in varsity with a record of 6-6, and the Lady Starfires come in with a record of 10-8. Indiana starts about two weeks ahead of Ohio on basketball, so they have more games in than the Indians. They just played in the AC tournament, the Allen County Athletic Conference tournament. They played Woodland on the 8th and won 56-48. And played Heritage and lost 49-27 in the championship game of the ACAC tournament. So, again, the Starfires come in varsity at a record of 10-8. Indians at a record of 6-6 for the varsity. We'll talk about a little bit about the JV game right after this on the Wayne Street Market pregame show. Be back in just a minute. Wayne Street Market is a whole lot more than just the best place around to buy your groceries. You can also get great food that's ready to go. At breakfast, lunch, or dinner, just stop by their deli and get a great hot meal. Breakfast sandwiches, roasted chicken, oversized smoked chicken quarters, and more. Pick out what you like and choose a couple of their great hot and cold side dishes, or choose their soup and salad bar. They have lots of great food ready to go, or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their delicious tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market. It's faster and a whole lot better than fast food.
Open House at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 30th through February 2nd. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted from 10 to 15% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open House is coming up January 30th through February 2nd at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to Fortside Fieldhouse. The JV game you heard a little earlier here on Fort Recovery Radio. The Indians won. They won 45-31 over the Lady Jets. Or excuse me, that's a Starfire. Sorry, Jets are Adams Central. And for the Indians, Hope Wendell led all scorers with 23 points. She had four fouls and played very aggressively like she always does. She is fun to watch, and she's a pretty good ball handler, pretty good player, great rebounder, great scorer. And she had 23 points tonight. Whitley Rammel was second on the team with 8. Grace Guggenbiller had 5. Lily Luthold had 3. Elena Evers had 3. I think there are a couple others that scored. I believe Aubrey Kanepke scored also for the Lady Starfires. Their two leading scorers, Carly Sealscott, had 15, and Macy Hershey had 10. So, again, the Lady JV team, Indians JV team, won 45-31. We'll take a quick break and be back in just a little bit. We'll talk about maybe some of the starters and so forth.
It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires will have enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by December, January, and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. It's not too late to get a flu vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Have you tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you'll have a great meal in a minute. And if you want larger quantities of their smoked meat without all the time and hassle of making it yourself, just call them 48 hours ahead of time at 375-2865, and they'll have it ready for you to pick up when you want it. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865.
And we're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse. I believe Neil went over a few records of the varsity teams. Girls varsity comes in to play South Adams varsity. And it looks like their varsity record is 10-8. And our varsity girls record is 6-6. Does that look correct?
Yep.
So should be a good one tonight. Again, JV won 45-31. And we don't have starters yet, but we're about 3 minutes away from tip. And it looks like we should probably have the height advantage, it looks like. They don't have too many taller girls on their team. So hopefully we can get back on track with the win tonight.
Yep, we'll see.
So we're going to take a short break and be back with the tip-off here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show. We'll be back after this.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com. or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
You tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you'll have a great meal in a minute. And if you want larger quantities of their smoked meat without all the time and hassle of making it yourself, just call them 48 hours ahead of time at 375-2865, and they'll have it ready for you to pick up when you want it. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by December, January, and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. It's not too late to get a flu vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Meet Josh.
Hi, everybody.
Josh is a high school basketball player, solid shooter, great teammate.
Hey, don't forget my tenacious D.
And he's my son.
Oh.
So, what does Josh do to be the best basketball player he can be?
I play tennis.
Studies show that student athletes here in Ohio who play more than one high school sport are more likely to excel. Tennis does more than improve Josh's condition. It gives him a fresh competitive outlet, reduces the risk of injury by cross-training, and introduces him to different coaching techniques and new friends.
Don't get me wrong. Hoops are my first love. Tennis just gives me a little break.
So when the new season begins, Josh isn't burned out on basketball. He's eager to play. And you can see the difference in his game.
This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Have you tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you'll have a great meal in a minute. And if you want larger quantities of their smoked meat without all the time and hassle of making it yourself, just call them 48 hours ahead of time at 375-2865, and they'll have it ready for you to pick up when you want it. Wayne Street Market. Call them at 375-2865.
And we're back here at Fortside Fieldhouse getting ready for the varsity matchup between the Fort Recovery Indians and the South Adams Starfires. They're going over starters, so we will too for South Adams. Number 11, Kristen Wynn. Number 21, Emily Myers. Number 33, Maddie Smith. Number 35, Lydia Loesch. And number 41, Shaylin Bowman.
And your starters for your Fort Recovery Indians, number 14, Paige Forkamp. Number 15, Brooke Collick. Number 20, Kira Wendell. Number 22, Val Mollenkamp. And number 24, Allie Vaughn.
Y'all recognize that voice? We're joined alongside Darian Shepherd, just got done repping the JV game. So he does a little bit of everything here.
Yeah, I try.
Well, I thought you did pretty good, JV. Call.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Pretty good. Repping, so...
Do you know anything about the Starfires here?
I have no idea. I don't know. They look young. They're all, a couple freshman starters.
They had a nice JV team. I think
it wasn't bad. The team
was all freshmen.
It wasn't bad. So they were. And then the JV girls won tonight by about 14, I think. Big game by Hope Wendell. She had 23. So we're about underway here, the varsity matchup. Val Mollenkamp will be jumping for the Indians, and 41 Bowman will be tipping for South Adams. And we're underway. The tip goes to the Indians. Brooke Collick should get it out to Kira Wendell, and she'll bring it up. She'll swing it over to Brooke Collick. Brooke gets a ball screen. Now swings it to Forkamp all the way over to Kira Wendell. She gets it inside to Val at the high post. She looks down low, gets it to Allie Vaughn. She'll kick it out to Forkamp.
Allie could have had a look at the bucket there. But we're back out to Fort Camp on the left wing. She swings it to Kira Wendell. Kira will throw it to Brooke. Now short corner alley. Good ball movement here by the Indians against 2-3 zone. We had a pull-up jumper by Kira Wendell. She'll get her own rebound and get it out to Val. Good hustle there. Ball goes out to Brooke Collig. She'll swing it to Paige Fort Camp. Now across to Kira Wendell. Ball goes inside to Val Molenkamp. She'll turn over left shoulder. That's no good. Another rebound there by the Indians. Allie Vaughn's layup attempt is no good. It'll be tipped out of bounds and off the top of Adams, so we'll stay here. A lot of ball movement by the Indians. South Adams coming out in 2-3 zone. Kira Wendell gets it in. To Paige Fortcamp at the high post. Off the end of out of bounds play. Now out to Brooke Collig. She'll drive middle. Kicks out to Val. Val will shoot the long two. That's in and out. No good. Rebounded by Brooke Collig. And the Indians will back it out again. Paige Fortcamp will shoot the 18-footer. That's no good. And off of South Adams once again. So South Adams can't get a break and they can't get a rebound. Indians doing a good job.
We're a minute in. 5 shot attempts and still 0 points.
About 4 offensive rebounds. There's nothing to show for it. Ball gets into Paige Fortcamp. Gets it stolen away, but she gets it back. Now out to Brooke Collig. She'll get it into the high post. Val Molenkamp. Val backs down, throws to about nothing, but Kira Wendell comes up with it. Now back to Val inside. No good. Another good shot there by the Indians, but they can't. Nothing to show for it. So Starfires will bring it the other way. That's Myers in the corner. Her 3 is up. No good. Rebounded by Brooke Collig.
Over to Kira Wendell. Kira Wendell pass up to Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn left hand layup up and no good. Rebound Val Molenkamp.
There we go.
For Val Molenkamp.
Indians finally get on the board. 2-0. 6:20 left in the first quarter. Showing a little pressure here. Full court man to man by the Indians. Ball will be tipped away off the hands of Brooke Collig. Good hustle there. And it'll be out of bounds. So South Adams will inbound it from the side. Ball gets into win of South Adams. She'll set the offense up top. She'll swing it to 35 Smith from way downtown. That's no good. Rebounded by Paige Fortcamp.
Over to Kira Wendell. Kira Wendell will bring it up the timeline for the Indians. Over to Brooke Collig. Brooke Collig kick. Stay with the Indians. Kira Wendell will go take the ball out. Coach Patch calls out a play. Indians set up. Kira Wendell's looking. And she gets it into Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn on the top of the key. Over to Paige Fortcamp. Fortcamp has it. Come over to the top. Over to Brooke Collig. Brooke Collig will drive in. Over to Hope Wendell. Hope Wendell over to Kira Wendell. Kira Wendell has it over to the right wing to Brooke Collig. Brooke Collig into Allie Vaughn. Allie out to Kira. Kira to one, two, 3-point up. No good.
Brooke Collig.
Powers up. No good. Brooke Collig.
Rebounded by Loesch of the Starfires. She'll throw it way down court. Almost stolen by Val, but Starfires get it back, and that's up and good by, who's that, number 21, Myers, the layup on the other end.
Callie Vaughn just got away with an illegal screen.
Brooke Collig will take it down the other side of the court, and she'll be fouled. That'll send Brooke to the line to shoot 2 shots. We have a timeout on the floor taken by South Adams, so we're going to take one with them and be back after this.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here for Forsyth.
For years now, you've heard that.
Sorry about that. We're back here for Forsyth Fieldhouse. Knotted up at 2, 5:17 left in the first quarter. Brooke Collig is at the foul line, shooting 2 shots. Brooke's first one is up and almost banked it in, but in and out, no good. Brooke will get one more, and this one is up and no good as well. Rebounded by Loesch of the Starfires. Val will pick her up in the full court. Loesch picks up her dribble, now finds Smith. She'll be trapped and throws it right to Brooke Collig.
Broke will back it out to Paige Forkamp. She'll swing it to Val Mullenkamp in the corner. Louse gets it up top to Brooke. Now over to Paige. Paige in the Vaughn. Now back out to Paige. They'll swing it around. Now inside to Val in the high post. She'll turn around and shoot the jumper. That's no good. Allie Vaughn's there for the rebound. She'll power it up, and that's good. Indians take a 4-2 lead. Starfire's not doing a very good job on the glass. So Indians getting a lot of second chance opportunities. And as the Starfires are trying to enter the ball in, we have a foul on Brooke Collig, I believe. It'll be her first, team's first. The Starfires will try again. This is Smith inbounding ball. She gets it into Myers. Myers will break the press, crosses half court. Now will be trapped, and she throws it over to Loesch, and that ball is stolen away by Kira Wendell. Ball goes up to Val. And over to Paige. She gets away with one there into the arms of Brooke Collig. Gets it into Val. Val's shot is up. No good. Gets it again. Her shot's no good. Third time it's no good, but Paige Forkamp's there to clean it up. We have a technical foul. Or timeout.
I thought he called a tech.
I thought he beat up the coach.
Nope.
Like, did I miss something?
Nope.
So we'll have a timeout on the floor. Indians lead 6-2 in the first quarter. We'll be back after this.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
And we're back here.
Recovery Community Club's annual fish fry is
And we're back here. And he's leading 6-2 at 4:15 left in the first quarter. Starfires break the press ball in the arms of Myers. She drives in, now kicks it out to Wynn. Wynn at the top will pick up her dribble. Now swings it to Myers on the right wing. Guarded by Brenna Holman. Myers will drive down the middle of the lane, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound tipped around into the arms of Lowe. She puts it up and in and out. No good. Rebounded by Allie Vaughn. Vaughn will push it up to Val Mullenkamp on the other end. Val will put it up and get fouled. Good fast break there by the Indians. Val gets a good look and will get fouled. Val will go to the line, shoot two shots, trying to extend this Indian lead. Again, it's 6-2. Indians lead early. Val's first one is up. Off the back. No good. Indians got to hit their free throws. They've missed. I know Brooke missed a pair. And Val just missed one here, so.
Yep.
Val's second one is good. Makes it 7-2. Loesch to inbound for Starfires against the man-to-man pressure by the Indians. She gets it into Myers. Myers down the left side of the court. Pressured by Brenna Holman. Will now be trapped, and we're going to have a foul. And Allie Vaughn wasn't moving her feet. I think that'll be Allie's first. Team second of the half. So Starfires will get the ball and bound it from the side into Wynn. Wynn at the top of 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. We'll pass it over to Smith. Smith will try to get inside. Bounces off of the Starfires. So it'll be Indian ball. Down that hot dog yet? You want to talk? Ball gets into Kira Wendell for the Indians. She pushes up to Brenna Holman. Now into Allie Vaughn. Now great pass inside to Val Mullenkamp, and that's up and good. 9-2 Indians. They'll remain. They'll keep the pressure on. Wynn pushes it up to Smith. Smith on the right wing. They'll pass it back to Wynn, and they'll reset the offense. Wynn gets a ball screen. Now backs it out. Wynn over to Myers on the left. Loesch, pardon me, on the. She'll drive down the middle of the lane. Now get it out to Wynn on the right wing. Wynn throws it to Myers on the left wing. Myers will drive left. Now kicks it out to Bowman. Bowman will drive baseline, kicks it out. And a long three taken by Loesch. That is no good, and it sails out of bounds. Ball will go over to the Indians.
Val Mullenkamp went in mount for the Indians. Over to Kira Wendell. Kira back to Val. Val up court to Brenna. And it'll go out of bounds on the Starfires. Ball will stay at the Indians. Macy Day will take the ball out. Over to Kira Wendell. Kira here. We'll bring it up. One-to-one to Alec Vaughn. Alec Vaughn up and fouled. So Alec Vaughn will go to the free throw line shooting two. Fouled by number 21, Emily Myers. Alec Vaughn will shoot a pair. First one is up and short. So there is four missed free throws by the end.
Yep, not good. Page four camp in the ball game, replacing Val Mullenkamp. 9-2 Indians.
And your first quarter four camp excavating scoreboard.
Allie misses her second one, and that's tipped out of bounds off the Starfire, so it'll stay here.
1-1 bound the ball for the Indians. And to Macy Day. Macy back out to Wendell. Wendell has it on the right wing. Over to Day. Day over to Holman. Holman shot fake. 15-footer up. No good. Rebound. Page four camp. Over to Day. Day over to Vaughn. Vaughn 15 feet up and good from the right elbow.
Makes it 11-2. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Smith has it now back to Wynn. Wynn will try to break the press, but she'll get a stolen away by Ali Vaughn, and she'll take it all the way and put up the left-hand layup.
That didn't look very comfortable.
No, it didn't. Went in, so that'll give Ali six on the night.
Oh, foul.
I thought Myers might have just lost it on the side. They're going to call a foul on Kira Wendell. Indians lead 13-2. Val checks in along with Brooke Collig. And your Starfires will have the ball. Minute 50 left in the four camp excavating first quarter. Ball goes there to Myers on the right wing. She kicks it out to Wynn. Wynn at the top will be guarded by Brenna Holman. Wynn dribbles around the arc, now hands off to Smith. Smith on the right wing looks inside, will get a ball screen. She passes it to Bowman. Bowman will try the baseline, will be poked out of bounds by Page four camp, so the ball will stay here. It'll be Wynn taking the ball out. Underneath, she finally gets it into Bowman at the top. She'll shoot the long two. That's no good. And it'll go out of bounds. Ball goes to the Indians.
Foul won't get one bound it for the Indians. We got a loose shoestring. Tire up. Into Wendell. Wendell over to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp pads it back over to Kira. Kira over to Brenna. Brenna's got it on the left wing. She's looking. Skip pass over to Val Mullenkamp. Val Mullenkamp's got it 15 feet away over to Collig. Collig got on the right wing. Back to Val. Val, 8 feet away. Up. No good. Rebound. Page four camp. Out to Wendell. Wendell over to Holman. Holman has it over to Brooke Collig. Brooke Collig 15 feet up. And no good. Rebound will go to Page four camp.
And one. Oh.
Page four camp will go up and get fouled. So the Indians definitely doing a nice job of crushing the offensive glass.
Yeah, they probably have at least double digits by now.
I would say so. Had about four in that first possession.
Yeah, probably three or four more there.
Four right there, yeah. Starfire coach is not very happy with his team. And free throw for Page Four Camp is up and good. So Page Four Camp at the Hall Brothers foul line. 14-2, your score here in the four camp excavating first quarter. 14-2. Four camp up. No good. Rebound. Off of Brooke Collig. It'll go to the Starfires.
58 seconds left. Again, Indians lead 14-2. Taking them up with the full court man-to-man press. Ball gets into Myers. They're going to clear out. Myers will go 1-on-1 on Brenna Holman. She'll break the press and get it up to Loesch. Loesch back to Myers at the top. Now over to Smith. Smith back to Myers. Myers over to Loesch. And
holy
cow. That was from 30.
That was a deep one.
Rebounded by Ali Vaughn.
Ali Vaughn will go all the way over to Brooke Collig. 15 feet away. Brooke Collig up, no good.
Rebounded by Emily Myers. And we got a injured player on the floor.
We got a woman down.
That's a man down.
That would be inappropriate.
Yeah. It's going to be low. She's walking.
She's got to come out, though.
unless they call timeout.
Unless they buy her in with a timeout.
Yep. Just learn that.
Yep.
Big ref meeting.
Big new OHSA official here. Chase Bruns out here learning things. So if you see that guy around, tell him congratulations on getting his license. Not very good yet, but he'll get there. Starfire's going to inbound it.
They get it into Myers. 30 seconds left in the first quarter. Down the left hand side of the floor is now trapped. She's going to try. If she tosses out of bounds, it'll be Indian ball. Right? Didn't he point to...
No, he pointed it was Alan Brenna.
Uh-oh. So it'll be Starfire's ball. Wynn will take it out underneath. She gets it into Myers on the left wing. Myers will try baseline. She puts it up and gets fouled. Good drive there by Myers. That'll send her to the line to shoot two shots.
Myers will go to the Hall Brothers free throw line. Hearing your Fort Camp excavating first quarter. Scoreboard is 14-2. Good girls. Myers' first free throw is up and good. She's got all three for the Starfires.
Not good.
Not good. Second one is up and good. So she's got all four. 14-4, your score here in the Fort Camp Escaping Invading first quarter. Mollenkamp has the ball. It's dead. It's a turnover.
Stolen by Smith. And she'll try to get it to Wynn. That ball's going to go out of bounds. It'll be off the Starfires. Indians catch a break there. 6.1 seconds left in the Fort Camp Excavating first quarter. Here, Wendell gets the ball. She'll dribble it with 3 seconds all the way to the cup. It's going to be poked out of bounds. Good drive there. Just poked out of bounds by the Starfires.
Got to be a tip.
Yep, Indians will try again with 0.7 seconds left in the first quarter. Ball gets into Val, and it's up and in and out. Would that have counted, Dane?
Yep.
Yeah. After one, Indians lead 14-4. And we're going to take a short break and be back after this.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage and can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans and will look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring in your prescriptions to Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern or Union City, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start saving. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back here at the Portside Fieldhouse after one. Indians lead 14-4, getting ready for the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. Starfires will have the ball. Loesch will inbound. She finally gets it to number 15, Seal Scott. Now back to Myers. Myers will bring it up, guarded by Brooke Collard. Myers gets it to Seal Scott on the right wing, poked away and stolen by Kira Wendell. She brings it down the other way of the court. She puts it up and good. Nice finish there by Kira Wendell.
It was nice. Jump stop to left the defender to right higher and made a left hand layup.
Starfires will have the ball. They get it in against the pressure by the Indians. Loesch will have it. She breaks the press, gets it up to Myers. Myers on the left wing will be trapped and Brooke Collard is going to come away with a steal. Great defense again by the Indians. Gets it up to Ali Vaughn, now up to Kira Wendell. So she'll put it up and good. 18-4 here early in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. Fort Recovery keeps the press on. Myers will try to break it out. Does break it. Past half court, tries to cross over, but stolen away again by Kira Wendell.
And here come the troops.
All the way down, and another layup for Kira Wendell. Six straight points for Kira Wendell. Start the second quarter, 20-4. Indians lead. Loesch has it. Guarded by Ali Vaughn. Loesch will break the press and push it up to Myers. Myers almost loses it, and it'll be poked out of bounds by
Page Four Camp. Brenna Homan will come into the game, replacing Brooke Cog. Loesch will inbound from the side for the Starfire. She gets it into Bowman. She passes out to Myers in the left elbow. That's off the back. No good. Rebounded by Val Mullenkamp. Val brings it up. Drives on the right side. Now kicks it out to Kira. Kira inside to Val. She'll turn over her right shoulder. That's up. No good. Rebound again by Val. We're going to have a foul on the floor, I believe. Oh, we have an over-the-back call on Val. I know. Do you agree with that, Darren?
I don't think so at all, but just Derry Berry on the call.
You know all these refs?
I know Derry Berry. That's about it.
About it?
Yeah.
So Myers will bring it up. She'll be trapped just past half court. She finally gets it to Bowman. Bowman will have it tipped away into the arms of Loesch. Loesch on the right wing will drive baseline. And her foot is going to be on the line. She was trying to drive baseline, so they'll turn it over once again to the Indians. I don't know if they took one of their better ball handlers out or...
Not sure. I don't remember.
We're causing a lot of turnovers. It's getting ugly. 6 minutes to go for Chevy Insurance, second quarter. Indians break the press. Get it over to Brenna Homan on the right wing. Now up top to Macy Day. Starfire's in a 2-3 zone still. Ball goes over to Allie Vaughn in the short corner. She'll pass it out to Brenna Homan. Brenna traveled probably, and there's no call. They'll swing it around the arc inside the Page Four Camp at the short corner. She kicks it back out to Kira Wendell. She'll skip it over to Brenna. Brenna with 5:38 left in the second quarter.
Good pass.
Finds Allie Vaughn underneath. Allie fell to the ground, but kicks it out to Macy Day. Macy Day will pull up from 15 feet. That's no good. Rebounded by Bowman. She'll get it out to Myers for South Adams. Myers will cross out court and back it out.
Broke some ankles.
Send it out to Loesch. Loesch will get a ball screen. She's not afraid to pull the trigger. She's shot a couple from about 25 feet so far. Bowman will drive to the lane and get fouled. I think that'd be on the floor.
Yep, it is. Good call, official Chase.
Thank you.
Yep.
The eyes like a hawk.
Myers will inbound the ball for the Starfires.
Indians still lead 20-4.
Bob Mullenkamp will check in for Allie Vaughn.
Myers inbound. Still inbound and finally gets it into Seal Scott. She'll turn and shoot the runner. That's no good. Rebounded by Val Mullenkamp. She'll push it to the floor and swing it to Brenna Homan at the top. Brenna will pick up a dribble and now swing to Kira. They get it inside to Val Mullenkamp. She turns over the left shoulder. That's no good. Rebounded by Bowman. Bowman will get it to Seal Scott. Seal Scott will push it up the right side of the floor and get it to 53 Ortiz. And that shot's no good. Bracali comes away with a rebound and pushes it up to Brenna Homan. Brenna all the way down the other side of the court will put it up and get fouled. Good fast break there by the Indians. Good drive by Brenna Homan. Drawing the foul. She'll go to the line, shoot two. 4:42 left in Fort Cavalry Insurance. Second quarter. And Brenna's at the Hall Brothers foul line.
20-4, your score here in the Fort Cavalry Insurance second quarter.
Brenna's first point is no good.
Fifth missed free throw for the Indians.
And a boy. Stat guy.
You know.
So Brenna will get one more. But there's going to be a timeout on the floor by Coach Patch. So we're going to take one with him and be back after this.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse. 4:42 left in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. Just had a timeout taken by Coach Patch. Brenna Homan is getting ready to shoot her second free throw at the Hall Brothers foul line. So 20-4, Indians lead by 16 here in the second quarter.
Brenna Holman gets her second one. She puts it up and also back again. No good. Rebounded by Brooke College. Indians doing a great job on the offensive board. Ball goes to Val Mullenkamp on the right wing. Now over to Kira Wendell. She tries to get into Brooke, but stolen away by Ortiz. So South Adams comes away with it. Loach will bring it up and pass it to Seal Scott. Seal Scott at the top will dish it to Bowman. Bowman passes it out to Myers, and her three is good.
It's a two.
Ooh, her foot's on the line.
Toes were on the line.
20-6, Indians lead. Here, Wendell breaks. Gets it stolen away by Bowman. She tried to push it up the court.
Good
now
pass,
Myers on the other end puts it up. So Myers has 8 of 8 for South Adams.
It's not good if you're a Starfire.
South Adams picking up the pressure a little bit on the Indians. Got them to turn it over. Now Indians have it. Val Mullenkamp at the high post forces one up, and that falls. So Indians are on a little scoring drought there, but finally get one to go. 22-8. Starfires. Loach will bring it up. Full court pressure still applied by the Indians. Ball goes over back to Loach on the right wing. 3:25 left in the second quarter. Loach will back it out and reset the offense, guarded by Kira Wendell. Loach will try to get it to her teammate, but stolen away by Macy Day. Macy on the other end will put it up. And good. Makes the layup. Makes it 24-8. South Adams will get it into Myers. Myers will clear out. She'll get right past Brenna Holman and cross half court. She'll back it out. Just under 3 minutes to go in the half. Stolen away by Brenna. Great job to pass it up to Kira Wendell. She goes to the lane and will get fouled. I thought that was a clean block, to be honest with you.
I did too. I thought it was clean.
But we'll take it. Kira Wendell at the line. Shoot two shots. Kira Wendell back at the Hall Brothers foul line. First one is up and rattled around and in. A couple subs for the Indians. Paige Forkamp, Allie Vaughn into the lineup, replacing Macy Day and Brenna Holman.
Dang, she owe me a soda.
Kira's second one is good as well. Makes our score 26-8. Indians lead. Loach will bring it up. Guarded heavily by Kira Wendell. Ball goes up to Seal Scott down the right side of the floor, and she tries to get it up to Bowman, but stolen away by Val. Val will bring it up herself. And Val will see the floor, now kicks it out to Kira Wendell. Kira drives middle, kicks to Paige Forkamp on the left wing. Paige will back it out. Swing around to Val Mullenkamp. Over to Kira Wendell, inside to Brooke College. She'll kick it out to Val for three. That's no good. Rebounded by Paige Forkamp, and she'll get drilled.
Drilled.
So that'll send her to the line to shoot two shots. Paige at the line, 2:19 left in the half. Her first one is short, no good. Seven missed free throws.
Seven missed free throws. That's
can't leave those points
seven
out there.
3 points.
Paige's first one is good this time. 27-8, Indians off to a good first half. Ball gets into Myers. Myers will cross over Allie Vaughn, now breaks the press and pushes it up to Loach. Loach will be trapped, but finds Seal Scott inside.
Jump
and
we're
going to tie up. As she went up for the shot, possession arrow in favor of the Indians. So it'll be their ball. Forkamp gets it into Kira Wendell. South Adams showing a little zone press, but the Indians have no problem with it. They get it underneath to Allie Vaughn. She kicks it out to Paige Forkamp. She'll put up the three, and that's good. 30-8. Indians extend their lead. Ball gets into Bowman. Tipped out of bounds off of Paige Forkamp. Starfires will try again. They get it into Myers. Press still on for the Indians. Full court. Myers breaks it. Now gets it out. Trapped in the corner. But Myers gets out of it and will throw it right to Kira Wendell. She'll come away with another steal. She'll throw it up to Allie Vaughn for the easy layup. 32-8. Indians extend their lead. Full court press still on by the Indians, and South Adams is struggling with it. They'll turn it over again right to Paige Forkamp. Forkamp gets it underneath for an easy two from Allie Vaughn. Starfighters are really struggling. They're going to have a foul on Brooke Collig as they tried to get it in. Is that 1-1 or?
Yep.
Team 7. So that'll send, I think, Myers to the line for the Starfire, shooting 1-1. 34-8 on your Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter scoreboard. 1:13 left in the half. Myers at the line. Hall Brothers line. Myers' first one is good. Gives her 9.
Of the Starfires, 9.
It's impressive.
It's impressive. And she's about to hit the double-digit mark here.
You called it.
She
makes it.
She did. I had confidence in her.
1 minute to go. Indians get the ball up to Allie Vaughn. Allie, a nice move, but couldn't finish the left-hand layup. Starfire save it right in the arms of Paige Forkamp, and her shot is up and good. Gives Paige 10 on the night. Starfire struggling with it again. Turns it over to Kira Wendell. Over to Allie Vaughn. She'll shoot the 10-footer. No good. Rebounded by Ortiz of South Adams. And we're going to have a foul on Allie Vaughn. That'll be Allie's second. Team's 8th. That'll send Ortiz to the line to shoot 1-1. So Ortiz at the Hall Brothers foul line will try and put some points on the board. That is not from Myers. Myers has 10 of the 10. Ortiz at the line will shoot the front end. First one is off the back. No good. Rebounded by Paige Forkamp. 45 seconds left in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. Here, we'll walk it up and be patient. Might think about a last shot. Run it all the way down. They get inside to Paige. Paige puts up the 10-footer. In and out. No good. Ball will be tipped out of bounds off of the Starfires. And they'll stay here with the Indians. 32 seconds left. Ball gets into Val. The out-of-bounds play, and her shot's up and good. Makes it 38-10. Indians take off the pressure. Myers brings it up. Now over to Ortiz on the left wing. Ortiz will try to get it in. Ball's loose on the floor. It's going to be tipped away and in the arms of Val Mollenkamp with 10 seconds. She pushes it down the court. She takes it all the way down the left side of the lane. Probably gets fouled. No call. Stolen away. Loesch has it with 1 second. She puts up the prayer, and it's up and good.
Hey.
Nothing but net. Holy cow. There's some excitement for South Adams.
That was pretty cool.
So, 2 quarters in the books, 38-13. Indians lead by 25. We're going to take a short break to be back and talk about it after this.
Open House at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 30th through February 2nd. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted from 10 to 15% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open House is coming up January 30th through February 2nd at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. 4 generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
And we're back here at Foresight Fieldhouse, your Cooper Farms halftime show. Indians have a great first half, 38-13. Just look like the more athletic team, getting their hands on a lot of balls, causing a lot of turnovers. I don't know. What do you think, Darren?
Yeah, I agree with you. They were definitely the more athletic team, just a better team overall. Not taking anything away from South Adams at all. It's just that they're kind of outpowered here tonight by the Fort Recovery Indians. Doing a nice job, I see, by the Indians of crashing the offensive boards and second and third chance points. Really is what stands out to me. We probably got 15 second and third chance points on our scoreboard right now. If South Adams can take that away, they may be able to get back into this, but I think it's getting out of hand right now.
I would agree with you there. Like you said, biggest things that stick out to me, the offensive rebounds and the turnovers by South Adams. Early on, I think the South Adams Starfires were competing. They just couldn't get a rebound. And then the second quarter just got kind of out of hand. I believe they took one of their better ball handlers out of the game, win number 11. But South Adams just started turning it over, and they could not handle the pressure of the Indians. And they got about, they really pushed the lead out big in the second quarter because of that. So that's pretty much how the first half has went. And unless South Adams really turns it around, I think this one is getting out of hand so far. But so again, this is the Cooper Farms halftime show, and the Indians lead 38-13. We will take a break now, and we'll be back with some second half action after these messages.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&R Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superioration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway. Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader, designed with the poultry driller in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from DBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
The Fort Recovery Education Association is sponsoring a chili supper on Friday night, January 25th. Serving will be in the high school commons from 4:30 to 6:30 before the boys' basketball game with Coldwater. Tickets will be available at the door for only $6, and kids under 5 are free. All proceeds benefit the FREA Scholarship Fund. Get to the Coldwater game early on January 25th and enjoy the FREA chili supper with all the fixings. Serving from 4:30 to 6:30. Are you looking for great food fast? Call Mary Colleen's at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274. The Fort Recovery Community Club's annual fish fry is coming up on Saturday, January 19th from 4 to 7:30. Stop out at the Progressive Sportsman Club on St. Peter Road for their famous fish with all the fixings, coleslaw, baked beans, and more. There'll be hot dogs for the kids if they don't want fish. It's only $7.50 for all you care to eat, and carryouts will be available, and it's only $5 for kids 10 and under. It's an annual wintertime treat. The Community Club's annual all-you-can-eat fish fry at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on Saturday, January 19th from 4 to 7:30. You don't want to miss it.
Open House at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 30th through February 2nd. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted from 10 to 15% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open House is coming up January 30th through February 2nd at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617. Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274. Wayne Street Market is a whole lot more than just the best place around to buy your groceries. You can also get great food that's ready to go. At breakfast, lunch, or dinner, just stop by their deli and get a great hot meal. Breakfast sandwiches, roasted chicken, oversized smoked chicken quarters, and more. Pick out what you like and choose a couple of their great hot and cold side dishes, or choose their soup and salad bar. They have lots of great food ready to go, or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their delicious tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market. It's faster and a whole lot better than fast food.
And we're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse, 33-13. Cooper Farms halftime show here. Indians lead. Played a great first half. We don't have any individual stats, but on the scoreboard, we got the Indians. Where you get the roster at, buddy? Scoring for the Indians. Paige Forkamp with 10. Keir Wendell with 7. Val Mullenkamp with 9. And Allie Vaughn with 10. So, second half is underway. Starfires have the ball. Wynn has it. We'll get a ball screen. Now she passes over to Loesch. Loesch thinks about a 3. Loesch will get a ball screen and drive down the middle of the lane. She puts up a shot. Nice defense there by the Indians. It's tipped away. Val Mullenkamp recovers. She pushes it to Allie Vaughn and finds a wide-open Brooke Collig underneath the basket, and that's good. So Indians pick up right where they left off. Out to a good start here. Wynn brings it up for the Starfire. She passes it over to Myers. Myers on the right wing will drive middle. Now kicks out to Wynn. Wynn on the left wing. She'll get a ball screen, and she'll drive down the right side of the lane and puts up a shot. That's no good. Rebounded by Val Mullenkamp. Val brings it up herself, now pushes it to Paige Forkamp. She kicks it out to Kira Wendell. Kira looks underneath, gets it to Val Mullenkamp, and her shot is good. Good look there underneath by Kira Wendell, finding Val for the easy layup. Makes her score 42-13. Indians lead. Wynn pushes it to Myers on the right wing. Myers gets the ball screen, now gets it to Wynn, and Wynn's just going to hold it. Seth Adams being patient. Wynn will go around, get defenders, and kicks out the low, shoots the prayer. That's good. That is 30-footer. Holy cow. I think she shot some deep ones in the first half, gets one to go, and she's also the one that hit the long one before the half. So she can shoot a little bit. We got to make sure we get a hand up on her. Indians come down the other side of the court. We're going to have a foul on the floor. I don't know what
the ball.
I was going to say. I just pulled something. I didn't know what it was. The Indians will try again, and this time there is a foul. Be on Starfire as Val was going up for the shot. Let's send Val to the line to shoot two shots. Val at the Hall Brothers foul line will shoot the first one, and that's good. Val will get one more. 6:14 left in the K-Now Tractors third quarter. Val's second one is no good. Rebounded by Brooke Collins. Get it to her. Back to Val Mullenkamp underneath for an easy layup. Got there by Brooke getting the offensive rebound and finding Val underneath. Starfires have the ball and stolen away by Brooke Collins. She's down the other end of the floor. She jumps stops, puts it up. No good. Rebounded by Allie Vaughn. Allie's going to put it up. That's no good. Paige is going to put it up and good. Couple more offensive rebounds there by the Indians, and I don't know if Starfires know what a box out is.
I don't believe they do.
This rebounding battle is just so lopsided. 47-16, Indians lead. Ball goes out to Wynn on the left wing. Wynn will choose not to use the ball screen. That kicks it to Smith. Smith on the left wing. Throw to Bailey Vaughn. Now gives the ball over to Wynn. Wynn will use the ball screen. Now drive down the right side of the lane. Gets taken away by Paige Forkamp. Paige is going to slow it down. 5 minutes left in the K-Now Tractor third quarter. Ball goes over to Allie Vaughn. She skips it to Kira. Now inside to Val. Val has position underneath. Return and get fouled. They'll send Val back to the Hall Brothers foul line for two more. Val at the line.
She has a couple.
14 on the night. First one is no good. 47-16, your score.
Here in your K&L Tractor third quarter.
Val's second one from the Hall Brothers foul line is good this time. Just under 5 minutes to go. Third quarter. Wynn passes it over to Smith. Smith will get a ball screen. She'll kick out to Wynn. Wynn on the left wing will get another ball screen. Kicks out to Myers. Myers on the right wing gets the ball screen now. Now kicks out to Rose. Just shot a 40-footer off the back iron. No good. It's probably their best offense, to be honest.
I don't disagree.
You can get it off, Jeff.
Just let her fly.
I mean, I'm telling you, that was from South Adams' bench. She was sitting down on their bench shooting it.
Why would you?
Indians on the fast break. A wide open lane. Allie Vaughn up and good. Gives Allie 12 on the night. See how far she can shoot this. South Adams will throw it away off the hands of Smith, and that'll send it back to the Indians. Macy Day in for the Indians, placing Allie Vaughn.
What was that? Into Val, into Kira. Kira up to Brenna. Brenna over to Cog. Cog, easy, easy layup.
And they're just picking apart the defense here. Wynn brings it back up for the Starfires, 52-16 on your K&L Tractor third quarter.
And strap.
There's Loesch with the 20-footer, 25-footer in the right wing.
She can shoot, that's for sure.
That's for dang sure. It went over to Brooke Colligan, wide open.
They just not matched up.
They forgot about the tallest player on the floor. To me, it looks like they're guarding everyone but under the bucket. They're just leaving the bucket wide open. Unbelievable. Wynn has it for South Adams. She's on the right wing, 3.5 to go.
Gets the ball to Loesch.
Wynn will back her defender down. Now kicks out to Myers. Myers will shoot the runner from 10 feet off the back iron. No good. Rebounded by Val Molenkamp. Val brings it up the middle of the court. Now kicks to Brooke Collard. Brooke in the corner back to Val on the low block. Now kicks out to Macy. Macy will shoot the three. That's good.
Macy Day from three.
Gives Macy 5 on the night. Ball goes over to Myers. Myers is killed.
Oh.
That'll be Brooke Collard's third foul. Team's first of the half. It'll be Starfire ball. 57-19, Indians lead here in the K&L Tractor third quarter.
K&L Tractors, go give them a visit.
Give Ross Holman a call.
Give Ross Holman a call if you need anything fixed. Lawnmower, tractor, he does about anything you ask.
Myers' step back three is no good. Rebounded by the Indians. Kira Wendell brings it up. Gives it up to Brenna Holman. Brenna will drive baseline from her left. No good. Rebounded out of bounds. Off of the Starfires, the ball will stay here. Kira Wendell will inbound. Underneath. Kira gets in an alley ball on the cut. Now back to Kira. Kira over to Macy. Macy back to Kira. Kira drive middle. Now kicks out to Brenna Holman. Swing the alley over to inside the Paige Forecamp. Paige is going to turn her right shoulder and get fouled. That'll send Paige to the line to shoot two shots. A Hall Brothers foul line. Paige is having a good night. She's got 12.
It's a good night.
Trying to make it 13, and she does. Brooke Colligan in the ball game, replacing Kira Wendell. Paige will get one more here at the Hall Brothers foul line. And her second one is good. These are 14 on the night. Wynn will bring it up for the Starfires, guarded by Brooke Collig. She passes over to Emily Myers on the right wing. Myers inside to Ortiz. She'll kick it back out to Smith. 2 minutes left in the K&L Tractor third quarter. It's stolen away by Paige. Paige is off to the races on the other side and up and good. Finishes on the fast break. Gives Paige 16 points on the night. South Adams will bring it up. Wynn dribbles it up. She gets a ball screen. She drives to the lane. Now kicks out to Bowman. Bowman will drive baseline. Now back out to Loesch. Loesch will shoot the long three, and they're going to call a foul on the shot. It's on Brenna Holman. Loesch will go to the line to shoot three shots. It's Brenna's third foul, team's second of the half. Loesch is just launching.
Shoot or shoot.
Shoot or shoot, that's for sure.
Sometimes miss.
Loesch's first free throw is no good. Score 61-19. Indians lead by a little. Loesch's second one is good. Val Molenkamp checks in the ball game, replacing Brenna Holman. Minute 34 left in the third quarter. Loesch is going to get one more at the Hall Brothers foul line. That shot is up and no good. She'll make 1 of 3, rebounded by Macy Day. Macy will push it up to Brooke Collig. No one's on her. Brooke drives to the rack, and that's up and good. Good drive there by Brooke Collig. No one was on her. No one picked her up. 63-20.
Wynn brings it up against Brooke Kallig. Wynn will drive base or down the middle of the lane. Back out to Bowman. She'll hand off to Ortiz. Ortiz dribbles around, gets it stolen away by Allie Vaughn. Takes it right from her. Allie down the left side of the lane. Will put it up to the left-hand layup. That's no good. Rebounded by Bowman, but knocked away and into the arms of Paige Forkamp. Her shot's up and good. That'll be her 18th point on the night and lead all scorers, along with Val Mollenkamp. Also has 17. 43 seconds. Wynn is going to get the ball. She's a long two. That's no good. Rebounded by Val Mollenkamp. Val's going to push it up with 35 seconds. Kick out to Brooke Kallig. Brooke will drive baseline, spin, and dish it off to Val Mollenkamp. Val takes a dribble, steps back, and makes the six-footer. Val has 19.
Must be a hole in this bag.
Oh, gosh. Suck that popcorn dry.
It's my third popcorn of the night. I could use another.
Oh, my goodness. 8 seconds left in the K&L Tractor third quarter. Macy kicks it out to Paige. Paige at the foul line. Can't find anyone. Time's going to expire, and they're not even going to get a shot off. And three quarters in the books. Indians lead 67-20. We'll be back after this.
Open House at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 30th through February 2nd. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted from 10 to 15% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open House is coming up January 30th through February 2nd at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
And we're back here at Foresight Fieldhouse. It's all Indians here, 67-20 as we enter the Faller Mechanical fourth quarter. Indians will have the ball. A couple subs in for the Indians. Lily Luthold enters the game. Indians swing it around. It'll be a kick ball. And they'll try again. In for the Indians, Macy Day, Kira Wendell, Brenna Homan, Hope Wendell, and Lily Luthold. Ball gets inside to Brenna, and she's going to travel. Thought about shooting it.
She thought about it, and then came right back not down. To, and then came right back down. Gravity.
It's all right.
That's what it'll do to you.
Wynn will bring it up for the Starfires. Guarded by Kira Wendell. Wynn will get a ball screen. Now drive down the left side of the lane. Kicks it out to Loesch. You better guard her, otherwise she's going to check her.
She'll give her a heave.
Ball goes over to Wynn at the top. Wynn will drive down the left side of the lane. Out to Loesch for a deep three. No good. Rebounded by Ortiz. She'll tip it out to Smith. Smith over to Loesch. Loesch drives in. He'll throw it out of bounds. Good defense there by the Indians.
Oh, we got a 50-50 winner.
Really? Right next to us. Nope.
Who?
I don't know. Say $50. It's going to be the lowest 50-50 I've ever heard.
I thought it was this guy right beside us.
I did too. Ball goes out to Macy Day over to Lily Luthold. She'll swing it to Kira. Kira gets it inside to Hope Wendell. Hope back out to Kira. Now skip past to Lily. Lily inside to Brenna. Back out to Luthold. Luthold over to Kira. Indians being patient with it. 6.5 left in the ball game. Ball gets into the short corner. Hope with a nice move, and she'll put up a layup and get fouled.
That was
a really good move.
So she'll go to the Hall Brothers free throw line.
67-20, your score here in your fourth quarter, Faller Mechanical. Hope Wendell, first one up. and good. She made a living there in the JV game, that's for sure. Had what, 23 points?
23 big ones.
23. Probably 10 of them at the line.
Probably. Hope will get one more. And that is short, but she gets her own rebound. Kicks it out to Allie Vaughn. Allie attacks. Now kicks out to Lily. Lily was
in their ball.
Corner. No good. Rebound goes to the Starfires. That is Smith pushing it up. She puts up a shot. No good. Rebound goes to Brenna Holman. Brenna pushes it to Kira. Kira will drive middle all the way to the rack. Puts up a floater. No good. Rebounded by Allie Vaughn. Allie kicks it out to Brenna Holman. 6 minutes left in the Fuller Mechanical fourth quarter. Indians lead 68-20. Kira Wendell drives down the middle of the lane out to Lily Luthold. She's got to look at the basket.
She's not even looking at the basket.
Brenna gets it stolen away, but Kira Wendell steals it right back from Smith. Nail reset. Kira pushes it up to Brenna inside to Allie Vaughn. Allie tries to get it out to Lily. She does, but errant pass results in Lily Luthold stepping on the line. We'll turn it over to the Starfires. 5:35 left in the game. Wynn brings it up. And we'll hand off to Loesch. Loesch at the top will swing it to Smith. Smith over to Wynn in the corner. Smith up to Loesch at the on the right wing. Loesch steps back and shoots the three from the top. No good off the back iron. Rebound goes to Hope Wendell. She hands it to Kira Wendell. She brings it up. Kira gets it over to Brenna. Brenna inside to Hope Wendell. Gets it blocked. Stolen away by Loesch. Loesch will give it over to Wynn. And Wynn will bring it up for the Starfires. Wynn will choose not to use the ball screen. She kicks out to Loesch. Loesch over to Smith. Smith swings it to Wynn. Wynn on the right wing. We'll try to drive on Kira Wendell. Good defense there. Wynn was going to try to get it out to Seal Scott. And that ball flies out of bounds. It'll be Indian ball. Again, your score 68-20 here in the Fuller Mechanical fourth quarter. It's been all Indians in this one.
That is for sure.
Macy drives middle, now kicks to Lily Luthold. Lily gets it into Paige. Paige looks high loaded. Hope and gets it inside. Hope is
high
loading
good right there.
Really nice play against the zone there. 70-20. Starfires have the ball. Loesch gets it. She'll chuck it from deep. It's off the back. No good. Into the arms of Wynn for the Starfires.
She took six steps.
But they throw it right to the Indians. Brooke Collig on the fast break. Hands it off to Macy. Back to Brooke. Brooke almost loses it. Ball's loose on the ground. And we're going to have a foul. I think you're going to call that on Brooke. Now she pushed someone when she was falling to the ground.
I have no idea.
That don't make a whole lot of sense. But it'll be her fourth, I imagine. Her third of the half. The Starfire ball, 3:58 left in the game. Wynn brings it up. Guarded by Brooke Collig. Wynn gets the ball screen. Will now pass it over to Smith. Smith on the left wing. Pass it to Wynn in the corner. Wynn splits the double team, but will get fouled. That is going to be on Macy Day. It's her first, team's fourth. So the Starfires will inbound. From the side, they get it into a cutting. Wynn, she tries to pass it out. Gets it tipped, but near the arms of the Starfires, we're going to have a foul on Hope Wendell going for the ball. It's her first, team's fifth of the half. Brenna Homan will check in the game, replacing Brooke Collig. Good game by Brooke. She was real active on the defensive end.
Yep.
Wynn inbound underneath. She gets it into Smith. Now over to Bowman. Bowman over to Wynn on the right wing. Wynn dribbles around the arc. Now hands off to Smith.
Smith will back it out. 3:25 left in the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter. Wynn gets a ball screen. She'll spin, try to drive, kicks it out to Smith. Smith over to Wynn. Wynn will shoot the three. That's up and bounces around about a million times. No good. Rebounded by Hershey. Hershey's shot is up and no good. Hershey will get fouled. Now send her to the line. To shoot two shots. Hershey's first one is short. No good. .309 left in the ballgame. Still awake over there, buddy?
I am kicking. I'm a little tired.
I feel you.
Long day.
Hershey's second one is no good. Indians get the ball, push it ahead. Now backs it out. Paige Four can't drive in. She's a 10-footer. It'll be partially blocked. Ball's loose in the ground. Macy tries to recover it. Poked out of bounds. It'll be off the Starfire. Ball will remain with the Indians. Paige Fourcamp entered in. She gets it into Macy Day. Macy will bring it up against the 2-3 zone of South Adams. Luthold on the right wing will pass it to Brenna Holman. Brenna will drive and kick out to Paige Fourcamp. And Paige once more. It's going to be her 20th point on the night. Makes your score 72-20 here in the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter. Ball goes over to Smith. Smith over to Seal Scott. She drives down the right side of the lane, puts up a shot, won't get fouled. Send her to the Hall Brothers foul line for two shots.
72-20. It seems like South Adams has been stuck on 20 for
a while now. I agree. They haven't scored in probably since Lucia's three.
But she's going to change that, and she does.
Seal Scott's first one is good. It makes it 21-72. Allie Vaughn enters the game, replacing Paige Fourcamp. Heck of a game by Paige.
Yep.
Seal Scott's second one at the line is no good. Rebounded by Macy Day. Macy pushes it way ahead to Brenna. Brenna finds Allie under the basket, and her shot's up and good. South Adams just not getting back at all.
Nope, not at all.
Hershey has it for South Adams. Gets it over to Seal Scott. Now over to Hershey, and it's stolen away by Allie Vaughn. She pushes ahead to Macy Day. Macy will put up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Seal Scott. We're going to have a foul on Hope Wendell going for the ball. Be her second foul, team's eighth. That'll send South Adams to the line, shoot 1-1. Be Seal Scott at the line. Seal Scott will shoot the front end, and that is off the back and drops. She'll get one more. 1 minute, 48 seconds left in the game. Seal Scott's second one is in and out. No good. Rebounded by Luthold. Luthold gets it over to Macy. Macy will push it ahead to Allie. Allie tries to find Hope Wendell in the bucket. Somehow gets it back. Now out to Brenna. Brenna will drive. Now kicks out to Lily. Lily shoots the three. It's going to be short. Good looking attempt there. South Adams gets it. Hershey has the ball. She brings it up. A minute 20 left here in the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter. Ball goes over to South Adams at the top of the key. They give it over to, trying to remember these numbers from the JV game, Armstrong. Ball would be poked out of bounds off the Indians. I think it was a jump ball.
Yeah, that's what he called.
Possession arrow in favor of South Adams. They'll get it into Armstrong. Armstrong gets it taken right from her. Allie Vaughn the other way. Dump it off to Brenna Holman. Brenna gets blocked. Rebound. Knocked out of bounds. It'll be off of the Starfires, they say. Ball will stay with the Indians. Ball gets into Lily Luthold with 58 seconds left. She gets it over to short corner Allie Vaughn. Allie drives baseline, kicks to Macy. Macy shoots the three, and that's good.
Macy's second three of the night. It gives her 8 points. Makes her score 77-22. First, she has the ball. Guarded by Brenna Holman. Now the ball goes over to Seal Scott. She'll drive down the right side of the lane. Kicks out to Hamrick. She drives. She gets fouled as her shot attempt is put up.
That's the third foul in a quarter.
It's been like 2 minutes, I feel like. Hamrick at the Hall Brothers foul line. First one's up. Rattles around and in. Hamrick will get one more. Her second one is off the back. No good. Rebound goes to Macy. Macy corrals it. Now brings it up herself. 27 seconds left. I would think they would just run out the clock here. 77-23. All Indians tonight. Macy dribbles around the top into the arms of Brenna Holman. It looks like the Indians will indeed run out the clock here. Over to Macy Day with 5 seconds. And that's going to do it for tonight, the varsity game. Indians win 77-23. We will take a short break. Be back to talk a little bit about it after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by December, January, and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. It's not too late to get a flu vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Have you tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you'll have a great meal in a minute. And if you want larger quantities of their smoked meat without all the time and hassle of making it yourself, just call them 48 hours ahead of time at 375-2865, and they'll have it ready for you to pick up when you want it. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
And we're here at Forsyth Fieldhouse. This is the Miracle Lanes postgame show. It's all Indians tonight, 77-23. JV won as well. I don't forget the score of that one, but they won. Say a, saying goodbye to a couple friends.
Couple buddies over here in South Adams. Good guys. Good
yeah,
guys.
Anyway, JV won 45-31, and the varsity just ended 77-23. Led in points by Paige Forkamp. She had 20. Val also had 19. And
Allie Vaughn had 14.
Yep, there you go. That's the leading scores for the Indians. And not much to say about this one other than we were obviously the better team, just a lot more athletic. South Adams had a tough time even making it to half court. A lot of fast break points, a lot of offensive rebounds for the Indians, and it's not much going for South Adams.
Nope, and yeah, like you said, not much to say about that game other than it was a nice win, and move on to the next one.
Yep. Indians lost the 4 of the last 5, so it's good to get on track for this one. Good game to get back on track. So, I have Coach Patch up here to talk a little bit about
the
game.
We'll take a break real quick, and we'll come back to Coach Patch.
Sounds good.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655.
Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians. Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
And we're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse. This is the Miracle Lanes post-game show. We're joined alongside Coach Patch of the Indians. Coach, great win, 77-23. Not much going for South Adams. I can see that we lost about four of the last five against some really strong opponents, and tonight a little easier opponent, but what are your thoughts on the game tonight?
And here you thought you had nothing to say. That was a pretty good intro, Chase.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
as you stated, our schedule early was brutal, and we had some young kids, and our seventh grade coach, Tony Stahl, and I were talking here today about it a little bit. Really with the schedule we had and then, you know, the team we have, we have high expectations with our kids coming into the year. And, we kind of went through some growing pains with our kids because, you know, we had a lot of kids that were playing, you know, that are sophomores that are playing varsity minutes for the first time and major minutes for us. And so, we kind of struggled through some of those early games, and, you know, this one's obviously a little bit easier than what we faced. So hopefully our kids can gain some confidence and do some things out here that, not that you can't do in other games, but hopefully they're able to gain confidence enough where they can feel comfortable enough to do this, some stuff in other games. So, it was a nice game, got everyone in, and, you know, kids got a lot of playing time and a lot of positives from it. Probably a negative. I thought early on we rushed some shots. At half, I think we were like 16 of 45, and most of our shots were point blank range. And all we did was just we were catching and throwing, and we weren't squaring up, and we weren't taking our time to shoot it. We were just rushing it, and because of that, we had missed a lot of shots. So I thought we did a lot better job of that in the second half, and we also did a better job of looking inside from our high post, which is where we got a lot of our points there in the second half as well. So.
Yeah, and games like these, it's easy to lose focus of doing things right, doing the little things. And what do you tell your girls in games like these? Because it sure didn't look like they lost focus. They got even better as they went on, in my opinion.
First of all, we're 5-7 going into this. So, you know, it's not like we're, world beaters right now. So we had just talked about, to start the game off is have urgency. We're at the point in the season where we got to start playing better. We're at the point in the season where, seeding is going to be drawing here in a couple weeks, like 3 weeks. So we got to go on a roll. We got to start winning some games. We got to get our record better. We just got to be playing better. And we got to play urgency. Our back has to be kind of against the wall mentality where we come out and we don't take anything for granted. And we just play hard. And I thought our kids did that tonight. The key is going to be is doing it against someone who's kind of inferior to you. But now the key is going to be is doing it against somebody who's equal or superior to you. And so, that's what we got to make sure we have in these next 3 weeks going into tournament time is playing hard consistently all the time. And good things will happen to you if you do. So,
yeah, I hope we can build off this win. And come tournament time, we'll be playing pretty well. So thanks for joining us, Coach. It's always nice talking to you.
Thank Good you, win. And you did great here, Chase. I was impressed. That's nice.
Thank you. And that'll do it for tonight. Indians win 77-23. So JV won as well by about 15. So that'll do it for tonight. And we'll send you out from here.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.